Everything that has happened with the pandemic has greatly affected the job market, but more importantly, people's lives. Today, we're talking side hustle. So whatever the reason is for your entrance into the gig economy, we've got steps to help make your gig a success. Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast. Okay, so first, let's talk about what is a side hustle.
I love that it's called this, because you could not have used this phrase 20 years ago and it not been misappropriated somehow. But I mean, basically, a side hustle is something you do either short term or as a freelancer on the side from your regular job. And in 2020, there were about 60 million gig workers or side hustle workers out there. That's about 36% of the U.S. workforce. And so that also accounted for $1.2 trillion in earnings. And yeah. I've seen people make these their career. It started as a side hustle, and now they do it full time. So it can be a valuable tool for your finances.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a growing trend, and I think that it's definitely a very constructive kind of trend in society. But a study by an independent firm that talks about the impact of COVID on gig workers, right? So freelancers, so far, what it shows is that over the pandemic, about 10% of people in the gig economy paused their side hustle. And mainly the ones that were not doing it frequently. So mm-hmm. less than a month, and most of these people had some other source of work. But over that same term, 12% of the US workforce added itself to or started freelancing. So more people started than dropped off. Most of those people started from or came from the tech industry mm-hmm. with skills. Mm-hmm. And 75% of those reported that their motivation was the need for financial stability during the recession.
That makes sense, because if you can find a way to do what you do and get paid for it and maybe work from home or something like that, when you don't have the ability to go into an office, that's going to be more attractive during a time like we've been in. Mm-hmm. They do report lower rates of negative impact on COVID-19 on their overall lifestyle well-being, mental health, financial well-being, so that those that were already kind of in that mode of side hustle work or freelancing weren't as affected by COVID as some other careers were. So it's certainly a positive and constructive trend in our society. So we're going to talk about some of those goods and bads and things that you can do to help set yourself up for success.
Yes. So what we want to make sure first is that you know what the challenges are, mm-hmm. right? And kind of talk through those as well. So one of the ones that we talk a lot about because we talk with business owners, mm-hmm. kind of freelancers, 1099 workers on a pretty regular basis. And, you know, we noticed that one of their top concerns is health insurance.
Yes.
Right. So the healthcare marketplace is an expensive place. So that's one thing
yes.
that we always talk to people
about. So for those that aren't keeping their main job, so this is where you're going from side hustle to this is my freelance career. Health insurance can be something that has a great impact on your monthly budget. So be mindful that if you're considering taking that side hustle to the next level, that you've got that piece covered, because it can, you know, it may be that your spouse has coverage through their work that you could just pick up on their policy. But if you're not going to have health insurance, I can tell you from personal experience that having medical insurance through the marketplace, especially if you're making good money, can mm-hmm. be really expensive. So plan ahead for that one.
Yeah. So, you know, getting the benefits through your spouse, maybe some folks that are kind of phasing into their side hustle might still have a part time that mm-hmm. you know, gives them medical insurance. That way it's not, you know, just cold turkey.
Yes. I have a client who I think she works 23 hours a week because that's the minimum to get the health insurance through her employer. So she works 23 hours a week at her main job, and then she does her side hustle the rest of the time.
Yeah. Pro tip.
Yes. So the health insurance is definitely important. Another one, and this is probably the one that I feel like is the most impactful, mm-hmm. is taxes.
Yes.
So if you make more than $400 a year from your side hustle, you are required to report and pay taxes on it. So that's not much. So yeah. even if you're, I have a side hustle that I do from time to time doing books, and it is something that is frustrating if I have to pay taxes on it. Honestly, I try to keep it below 400, but even just doing that once in a while, I still typically go over that and have to claim it. And you can plan ahead. You can set a little bit of your, you know, those percentages haven't changed in a while. So you're paying your own self-employment tax, which means you need to set that amount in savings every pay period. Every time you get paid, set that aside. So you've got it ready.
Yeah. So this encompasses basically all contract work, meaning that mm-hmm. you'll most likely have to pay estimated taxes, and will want to have a good accountant to keep track of all of this for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just income tax.
Yes. It's all about organization, understanding. And I will say this is a frustration that I hear a lot from self-employed individuals, and it's that finding an accountant with an educator's heart is difficult, but they are out there. I've met some. So make sure you've got someone who's your advocate, not just your employee, when it comes to your taxes.
So again, that's just income tax. There's also self-employment tax, which is Social Security, Medicare, those types of social benefits. There's also employment tax. If you have employees, you also have to pay for them. And lastly, excise tax. So this could be, you know, taxes on, for example, if you own transportation, a transportation company and have trucks, right? You have to pay the taxes for those trucks to be licensed and, you know, taxes or fees for all the different organizations, the Department of Transportation and all of the different things involved with that. So yeah, it's quite a bit to kind of navigate.
Mm-hmm. So you want to just plan ahead, and just like everything else we believe in, you got to have a plan there. And then also, how are you going to market yourself? I think some people are naturally geared towards that. I have heard that social media is kind of where most people are going these days, and then that's really the best marketing tools. But do you have a plan, or are you just kind of going through the motions of trying to be good at what you do and hoping it all works out? So if you don't have a budget set aside for marketing, if you don't haven't figured out where you're going to be, what you want to your brand to be, then it may be time to consider not doing it yourself and hiring somebody once you've reached that level where you can afford to do it to take care of that piece for you.
Right. Yeah. And so also deciding mediums, right? So are you just going to be a digital presence? Is it going to be, you know, more word of mouth? And how do you kind of develop that organically? Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot to that. So yeah, making sure that you've got a good plan for your marketing. And the other part is as well that you might be going, depending on what your interest is, you might be going into an industry that can be pretty tech heavy, right? So the majority of gig workers are in some way working in the tech industry, right? So a lot of it, what has given so much rise to the gig economy is technology, is computers, right? Not having to physically be somewhere. Right? And then the capabilities that you have to do work are just on some sort of machine. So the chances are that you will need to have some sort of skill, tech skill, or develop it. And so most jobs require skills with programs that will continuously be evolving. The pro of this is that, you know, these services can be pretty resilient even during pandemics, as you know, was shown with those statistics that we talked about earlier in the show. The not so good things is that it can be difficult to keep up with the challenges.
Yeah. And even if you're not in something tech related, we talked in a previous episode about, you know, things to do to just work like a boss. And when you're self-employed, when you're doing a side hustle, you are the boss. One of those things was mentorship and making sure that you're getting kind of a heads up. Most side hustles, there's someone you can go to and go, okay, what did you do that you feel like was impactful? What did you do that you felt like was a waste of your time? And part of that learning curve for you could just be getting somebody to coach you through those early times and help you get organized so that you make the most impactful moves.
Absolutely. So yeah, and the challenge can be just, again, in the tech industry, just staying updated with all of the changes constantly happening. And Teresa, one of the things that a lot of people don't really think about is, what is the support that you're getting from your employer now that you would be completely missing out on if you are self-employed?
Yeah, so one of the kind of frustrations, I will say, that I see a lot of times with people who are business owners, and as you build your side hustle, obviously your goal is to get there to where you're your own boss, is that they forget to plan for their retirement. And there are some really great tools out there that you can use to create your own retirement account as an individual. Even if you're, you know, say you're at the point where this side hustle is only getting you a few thousand a year, you can still have an employer plan for that portion of your income that you can start putting a little bit towards your goals. It would be on a pre-tax basis most often, so that helps save you on taxes, and it's very cost effective. You know, instead of trying to write every single penny off to where you're really kind of affecting your Social Security later and you're not really getting to keep any of it, or paying taxes on all of it, why not put some of it to the side as your retirement? Exactly. And you can automate that. There are a lot of great tools out there to help you. But I would encourage you to definitely bank on yourself some and get some retirement savings set aside with that extra money.
Yeah. I mean, we talk to business owners, like I said earlier, most of the time, they don't have anything set up, right? And you know, a lot of them are banking on just selling their business and mm-hmm. being able to kind of get their making all their retirement up right then at yeah. that point of sale.
And I think it's important though, depending on your business, you may not have something tangible to sell. If right. you are the business, then what you've got left behind may not be something you can truly get as much profit off of without you there to be able to drive that business profitability. Right. So be cautious of using that as your sole source there. And I think organization, when it comes to what happens if something happens to you. So if I had a side hustle of selling something, let's say I was an Arbonne dealer or whatever, you know, if I passed away tomorrow, mm-hmm. what happens next?
Yeah.
What happens to my business? Do I have a plan in place for continuity?
Right.
Do I have some sort of life insurance policy that would help my family replace that income? You got to think about that too, because if you're not here, something needs to happen with that business. You've put your heart and soul and your time into it. You got to make sure you've got that organized before something does happen.
Exactly. And for all those folks that think that, okay, well, you know, I'm just going to have something that I'll be able to sell and that kind of thing. Well, you also have to just keep in mind that with all the changes with, you know, technology and how the world just keeps evolving, you know, there you might not have something, you know, to sell at the end. And so what we do most of the time is, you know, help these folks, these self-employed individuals, these business owners, help them get something set up for their retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some sort of retirement plan, you know, we throw around things, words like simple IRAs, mm-hmm. as well as SEP IRAs, 401ks, these types of retirement plans for employers. But I think what they enjoy the most is that, you know, we make it easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
We make it automatic, right? So that they don't even have to think about it. It's just, you know, part of their payroll at that point,
yeah.
right? And it saves them money on taxes as well.
Yes.
So that's something that we like to come alongside and help them with, kind of along with what you said, with business continuity as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we, if they are to the point, right, where they are nearing retirement and wanting to get out of the business and looking for ways to sell their business, right, that they've grown for, you know, 20, 30 years plus, then we also help them create a plan of what to do with mm-hmm. the sales proceeds.
Yeah. So we've thrown a lot at you, and I want to kind of throw kind of two final thoughts as far as my view on side hustles and success. Something that is important, we talked about people who dropped out during the COVID pandemic, all that. I think the biggest piece is they didn't have that routine, that consistency in that side hustle. For it to become more than a side hustle, you've got to work the business, right? You've got to have a plan. And if you have a full-time job or a part-time job, and this is truly a side job for you, then you have to have a routine and a schedule that you're following. And then the other thing is you've got to have a team of people who are helping you, you know, whether it's other business owners giving you coaching, having a good CPA, attorney, financial advisor, banker, all those people to work together so that your interests are being managed well. That can really accelerate your success within that business that you've chosen.
Yeah, it's almost like you knew what I was going to say. You know?
Oh.
I like exactly what you said, because there's, you know, a whole Harvard Business Review article on kind of their keys to success on this topic. And, you know, they talk about having a holding environment, having a routine, having what we talked about in our previous podcast, purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? And connecting that to your gig and having a team, right? So we talked about having a good accountant, having a good CPA, having a financial advisor to help, you know, make sure that your retirement stays in place, connecting maybe with an attorney, a banker, a digital marketer, if you want to outsource that. But another great tool or a really fantastic tool that I would say I would highly recommend is if that's something that you want to get started today and start that partnership, to build a team around is, you know, we've got a couple of programs here, Teresa, that we have been working on for a while now
mm-hmm.
to help folks that are just getting started, and as well as those that maybe are further along
mm-hmm.
right in the process, have maybe already developed a good customer base and, you know, have developed, you know, their own business quite a bit, but you know, need to work on kind of themselves as well.
Yes, you've got to put your mask on first. If you're going to have that business, you've got to put your mask on first, like they talk about in the airplane, so that you can take care of your business. So if you're financially unsound, your business will become financially unsound. And so that's why, you know, you're talking about our MoneyWorks and our Money Guide Pro options within our team, and talk a little bit about MoneyWorks specifically and who it's geared towards first, and then we'll get into Money Guide.
Yeah. So MoneyWorks is our financial planning service offering for our beginners, right? So if you like technology, right, for like we just talked for our gig workers, you're definitely going to love this because so much of it is based on our digital platform that you can do on your own, right, at your own pace, right? So this can help be so much for our gig workers because a lot of them, you know, kind of work crazy schedules and, you know, aren't really confined, right, to the normal schedules or the normalcy of, you know, other careers out there. So it works so well with our self-employed individuals, and it provides things and coaching for topics like saving, right? So saving for retirement. It also helps with spending, right? So helping create a budget, also paying down debt, and also making sure that you've got the right kind of insurance, right?
It's really about building your financial fundamentals, making sure you've got those fundamental topics covered. And then once you've got those fundamental topics covered, then you move into Money Guide, which is really for that advanced accumulator is what we call it. But basically that person who they've got their foundations covered and they just need to know where they're going now. We've gotten those debts under control. We've gotten some of those steps taken care of. And now you're trying to say, okay, I want to look up and I want to look out. And what does the next 30 years look like for me? And then what does the retirement look like for me? And that's when you can really get into that goals-based platform of Money Guide Pro. So we've got, you know, both of those options available. And all of those are not just technology, but an advisor also. So it's not just like you're getting on the internet and you're doing your thing. You've got a coach, you've got someone who's holding you accountable with both of those programs. And that's why we love it so much.
Absolutely. And so whether you're starting out or further along, you know, we've got something for you and we'd love to come alongside and be your partner. And with that, we come to the end of our podcast here. Did you learn something new? Did you think of someone who you think could benefit from what you heard today? Well, we hope that you did. And if you did, if you want to know more, make sure to give us a call. We talk to business owners every day and gig workers with questions about all of these topics. So we want to make sure that we answer your questions as well.
Yes.
So make sure to reach out to us. Our phone number?
501-653-7355 if you're in Central Arkansas. You can also call our toll-free, which is 866-653-PLAN. So 866-653-PLAN if you'd like to reach out to a Gen Wealth advisor today.
Till next time on Talking Sense Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Talking Sense Podcast. And if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Gen Wealth team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Gen Wealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.